Do you feel now more than ever that you need to make a shift in your wellness? Listen to this podcast, Inner Wellness, with Dr. Nez Parsyan. Let's make the shift happen. You possibly know that I'm talking so much about healing rather than management and coping. I even mentioned that 2021 is a year of healing. Why I don't use the words like management, coping, and those things? Yep, there is a reason for it. So today I'm going to talk about stress healing and why I like and I want to use the word and the term stress healing rather than stress management or coping or these things, and how stress healing can be connected to cellular memory. So if you are interested to know more about it, then be with me. Hello, my friends, wellness seekers, my listeners. Thank you so much for just listening and downloading my podcast episodes. And that is my main reason that I'm here. And all I want and all I love is just to connect to you and connect to people, you know, across the globe, and just do something before I finish my earth life and this journey, because I love you and I love life. And I appreciate everything that I have experienced in my life, my journey, whatever it was, doesn't matter. I don't want to define it. It was all about, in general, and, you know, as a whole package, it was all about love and learning. And I definitely want to share whatever I learned, both in my actual lived experiences and also in my formal education, higher education, and all, you know, those sorts of stuff. I'm going to share those things with you, and that is definitely a kind of inner joy for me. So yeah, today I'm going to talk a little bit about we talked a lot about stress, yes, in the we are actually episode 19 now, and in the last quite a few episodes, I think, you know, mostly at the start, I talked a lot about stress and, you know, the physiology of a stress, how we can process emotions and that kinds of stuff. So I'm going to talk to you about why I'm referencing more to stress healing rather than stress management. And also, it's good to just remind you again that 2021 is a year of healing for me. And I think it's a year of healing for the whole world. And I assume we all understand that from everything we experienced in 2020, that our health, our wellness, and our life needs a deeper healing. And what's the difference between healing and treating or managing? Okay, so healing is always deeper, and it's something lasting. It's not a quick fix. It's not focusing on the symptoms. It's focusing on the root causes. But treatment and management, basically focusing more on symptoms and just eliminating whatever you experience as a result of disease or health conditions. But this elimination is not sustainable most of the time. It's not lasting. It's temporary. So that's why healing might not be actually giving you the quick response or solution that you want. So it's not a quick fix. But the good news is it's lasting, and it's not coming, you know, if you heal a problem, it's not coming back with different forms and different versions. But that is happening when we focus only on treatment or management, and the problem may come back in absolutely different shapes, different forms, and with a new version. Doesn't matter if it is physical or mental or emotional. So if the root cause is still there, it can show off with different manifestations. So that's why I'm absolutely, as a holistic health professional, I'm absolutely an advocate of healing. So it's depending on the situation. If the situation is something urgent, if it is something acute, so we certainly need to focus on treatment and management or whatever, because the problem is just very urgent, and we need to address it as early as possible, because, you know, it may go to the really life-threatening situation or whatever like that. So that's a different story. But when we deal with mostly with chronic health conditions and also with mental and emotional conditions and also with psychosomatic health conditions, so the physical manifestation of psychological problems, a lot of physical issues are kind of the manifestations of psychological and mental and emotional problems. A lot of gut issues, like, you know, IBS, like, you know, colitis. A lot of cardiovascular issues could be, if it's not really, you know, backed up, you know, by a long history. Still, it could be, if it is backed up by the long history, it still could be rooted in psychological and mental and emotional issues. So yeah, so we talk about the whole person, an integrative approach, because all aspects of human being, they all interconnected, interrelated to each other. So when we treat one aspect without the other, it's not working. It may work just, you know, as a quick fix, but that is not really working. So because it may come back in another, you know, format. So yes, so today I'm going to talk a little bit about why, you know, we need to heal stress and anxiety rather than manage it, and why coping, for example, and management is not 100% the best answer to heal your stress and management and anxiety. So before I'll go to discuss a little bit about, you know, stress healing and what it means, I'm going to, because I'm sure that I touched on cellular memories before, but I'm going actually to get back to talk a little bit about it, because that is the very, very, you know, very much about, you know, cellular memory. Healing is very much about cellular memory. So in the last perhaps 15 years, maybe, more specifically in the last recent decade, a lot of evidence and scientific information verify that the source of our symptoms of anxiety is usually not located in the actual environment. And there might be a source in the environment. However, there is another stronger source, which is located somewhere else, where It's located in your subconscious mind. The reason that they call it cellular memory is because previously we thought that memories are just located in the brain until, you know, I don't know, some years ago. But then the perception and everything changed, and now we are 100% sure that every single cell has a memory, and memory is not just limited in the brain. So the experiences of organ transplant recipients definitely supported this idea, and we have so many, lots of stories from people who experienced organ transplant, and that can confirm how cellular memory can act in this situation. So the reason that cellular memory is very important is because a lot of memories are stored from past experiences. And those memories can indeed directly affect the signals produced by the brain and by the nervous system, and eventually can affect the whole biochemistry and hormonal aspects and the whole, you know, organs functions in our body. In 2004, the Dallas Morning News published an article saying that cancer can be a result of bad cellular memory replacing good ones. So that means trauma, psychological trauma, stress, depression, they all may be furthered by abnormal memories inside cells and diseases that turn up later in life. And also other side, you know, how, for example, love and more specific positive markers of cellular memory can make an improvement. For example, there was a result from a research that mother's love and revealed through an experimental research with rats. That a mother rat licking her pups literally changed the chemical markers attached to the gene that governs their experience of fear. And that resulted in less fear throughout the lifetime. So we understand that how, by changing and reprogramming the cellular memory, we can change people's life and people's health. The actual phenomenon of cellular memory applies to every person on the planet. So it's not just about the sick or unhealthy people. It's about every single person. And our cellular memory, or they say sometimes, you know, the subconscious beliefs or subconscious mind, I would like actually to say more, it's originated in from the heart. I'll go back to it later on. But our cellular memories will catch up with us sooner or later. It's there, and it can affect everything, and it can be like a virus, you know, on your system, on your computer. So that's why we need healing. Until we don't heal this cellular memory, we cannot achieve the lasting and sustainable well-being. So in the best, I think I mentioned that before as well, the best-selling book, which is called Is This Your Child? The author that I don't remember her name now, she talked about the cellular memory principle called the barrel effect. I'm sure that I mentioned, you know, somewhere in the previous episodes. What is the barrel effect? So according to the barrel effect, we can think of all the stress in our life as being in one big internal barrel. As long as the barrel is not full, our body can deal with any particular new stressful situation. Someone may just get, you know, angry at us, for example. Something, you know, it's not really going right. Something is just, you know, going wrong. Or we might be exposed to something, I don't know, something toxic. And in any of these situations, we may still feel okay. And nothing, you know, serious can happen. And our body can deal with it. This is because our barrel is not full. Once our barrel is full, the little tiniest thing can get us. That's exactly accurate. The straw that broke the camel's back. So we may experience a lot of things in our life that, for example, you may have something today, yogurt or whatever, and you may experience kind of allergy or allergic symptoms. While you have eaten for so many times, for example, the same thing, the same nuts, the same, you know, yogurt, and nothing happened. What's the reason? What's the reason that this time you showed the allergic symptoms while, you know, the other times you never experienced these allergic symptoms? That's about your barrel, your full barrel. It's not about that yogurt, it's about your cellular memory. Because the cellular memory proves that your body is acting based on what it receives, what the message it receives from every single cell, and your subconscious mind, and whatever is stored from the past experiences. It can actually be true for psychological issues as well, or for psychological patterns as well. For example, you may ask your child to leave on time for, you know, going to school every single day, for example, every single morning, and she listens, and she just, you know, leaves. Okay, mom, I'm coming now. Yes, I'm leaving, you know, on time. I'm just getting ready on time. But one day, she may come with a massive, you know, the worst temper tantrum she's ever had. This reaction is about the full stress barrel, which is connected to her subconscious mind. Because the subconscious is indeed protecting us. The subconscious is telling us that, okay, this situation is dangerous. This situation that your mom is now asking you just to be in a hurry and you need to leave home to school early, this is actually considered and received as a threat, as a life-threatening emergency. And it orders our body acting as an emergency response, fight and flight, and attachment. But we know that the stress response is to protect us, not to make us happy. It's basically protecting, whether physically or non-physically. Our stress response would much rather overact to protect us. So that's why, you know, it's just coming with fight or flight reaction. It's if it underacts, we could be dead. So it's basically overacting. So our stress barrel even includes the generational memories. So a lot of, you know, other issues you could have had, for example, a childhood trauma, confidence issues, depression issues, health issues, or addiction. So they all can be connected with the past childhood experiences. And as I mentioned before, you know, it could be related to, you know, the generational memories as well. So why and how similar memory causes these kinds of symptoms in our lives? They say that your body is made up of 7 octillion atoms. 7 octillion. And every single one of those atoms is influenced by your thoughts. Every time you have a new thought, you are creating new connection with your nervous system, with your neural pathway, new neural network in your brain. So when you have the same thoughts automatically triggered by a certain event, this particular thought comes from a neural network that was wired previously from the past experience. So these neural networks are indeed your cellular memory. Every time you experience a similar event, the same memory is triggered, and you are usually not consciously aware where it's coming from or why it's that way. The challenge is that it's just mostly happening like autopilot based on the memories of previous experiences. So when, for example, you grew up with great, you know, support, parenting support, great, you know, love, great empowering life, then you are absolutely the lucky one. And you have just, you know, pretty amazing life today. But it's not always the case. A lot of, you know, traumas could happen in your past. And if you haven't yet healed them, whether in your own life or the lives of, you know, I don't know, your generation, then your life is likely to be filled with similar experiences that keep coming up again and again and again, based on, you know, your subconscious memories or your cellular memories. So your cellular memory is indeed the reference point your brain can use to make a decision about how to respond to the given, in a given situation. So we may think that we are thinking logically when we make a decision, and we may perceive that, I'm in my conscious mind and I'm thinking, I'm just logically rationalizing this and that and just, you know, making that decision. But this is not always true, because a lot of time we actually thinking based on our cellular memory, because our subconscious mind is very, very, very powerful and is stronger than the actual conscious mind. When you encounter any situation in your life and, you know, you may think that, you're approaching this situation completely awesome, you know, with a rational, logical adult and making, you know, a new conscious decision about how you're going to do, you know, how you're going to react, how you're going to respond in this particular situation. Indeed, your heart is searching for a memory that best matches your sensory input. The sensory input, you know, your sensory perception. You know that the sensory perceptions are from 5 senses. So your heart is searching for a memory, for an emotional memory that is 100% matching with your sensory perception right now. So if you feel something, for example, if you feel a little bit of fear, so your heart is searching for a memory of fear. And you respond, based on that memory, not based on your sense. So you think that you decided something, logically, but indeed, you decided something based on your past memory. If it does make sense. So if your heart finds a happy memory, you tend to react, really positively, and your logical mind just going, towards a positive rationalization. But if your heart finds a painful memory, you tend to react, in anger, denial, fear, or whatever like that. So that's how, your memory functions. More like a cell phone, broadcasting, something like that. Dr. Bruce Lipton, explains these things really beautifully, and he says that this is the only way you can have a disease manifest in your life, when you have just, negative beliefs, and I would say more about emotions. This concept is also very important, in decision making. That's why sometimes we do a lot of things that we are not really in our deep truth, we are not really aligned with. However, that's a way that we are brought up, for example, in our family, in our society, and it seems that they are deeply programmed in our subconscious mind. And until we are not 100% aware about those unknown layers of the subconscious mind, we don't know that we're following the things that we have been given with no knowledge, no awareness, and we are logically, without awareness, following those things while they are not 100% aligned with our inner truth, if it does make sense. So the unconscious or the subconscious mind is indeed mandating that what you want to decide. If, for example, I don't know, you want to make a decision which has not been perhaps accepted in your family. Or about the beliefs of your family, and you may just say that, oh, that's okay. No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree. I don't believe what they believe, but you subconsciously make a decision in that way, and you think that you logically made a decision, but that is exactly following your subconscious mind, unless you work on your subconscious mind. And this is something we do with hypnosis. Okay, now I want to tell you why there is no sustainable and true healing without the healing of cellular memories, physically or emotionally and mentally. If there is something that you don't like about, your current situation, your current, event, experience, or whatever is happening right now, you can take this to your bank. Yes, you have cellular memory, which is your bank, and it does have all the similar experiences there with specific programming. So you're reliving and reliving that particular situation, because it was experienced before. If you find yourself in a cycle of your life Those memories are indeed the source of that cycle. If you repeat something, that's about the memories that can repeating that cycle. Everything, you know, you just experience biologically, physically, or emotionally, or your thoughts, or your beliefs, they are the manifestations of your memories. So that's the reason, that's the main reason that coping and willpower is not working here. It's not working when there is something stronger stored in your cellular memory. Because, you know, what willpower does, or even, you know, the other programs like, you know, the conscious desensitizing, what they do, they basically repress those memories and they disconnect your emotional responses to that memory. And whenever we miss and suppress our emotions, we get in trouble later. That's not the solution. This is actually a quick fix solution, yes, which is called coping, but it's not the true healing. Because it's kind of, you know, repressing. And the memories, basically, they fill up your stress barrel. And they just put you in more stress, so unconsciously. Even, you know, if those memories are not really active now, but they are still there and they're causing other problems, maybe physical problems, maybe, I don't know, just other problems like eating problems, like emotional eating, like sugar craving, like gut issues. Repressing plus, you know, coping, it's not working. It's absolutely the opposite side of healing. And a lot of time you may just, you know, as a result of coping or these things, you may just feel just, you know, inactive rather than experiencing really joy and active and peace. So it's just coming perhaps with more stress. You may go typically, you know, with therapy for years and years and years and fail to have a lasting impact. Because, you know, it's just focusing completely on the conscious mind. Not the subconscious layers. Or, you know, it's not going to bring a real flashlight into your subconscious mind. It doesn't do the proper job. You know, just in general, because it doesn't target the source, the root cause, which is indeed the main cause of that cellular memory. You need to find the actual first trigger that made that reaction, that experience, created that cellular memory, identify that particular virus first, and then unlearn and relearn, reprogram and heal the cellular memory with the new memory. And that is something which can be achievable by heart, by the heart, by our emotions, because definitely our emotions are so powerful in creating that cellular memory. To every single thought, an emotion attached. You can find an emotion attached to every single beliefs and thoughts. So that's why you need to process emotions with emotions. If you have an emotion of fear, you need to process it with love. So emotions are not, as I mentioned always before, emotions are good stuff. Emotions are not bad. It's part of us. the more we reject them, the more we suppress them, the stronger they get. More, you know, the depleting and negative emotions, they get stronger when you suppress them. So that's why you cannot suppress your emotions by your conscious mind. You cannot suppress your emotions by coping, by management. No, that is actually going to be another further, stronger source of stress in you and your life in the future. The first step to healing your cellular memory is to understand the whole truth about the actual experience and event that created that memory and the emotions attached to that memory. Whenever a painful cellular memory is created, you typically create an incorrect belief. And that's a lie. That's a lie. So if, for example, you experience a really sad grief, you lost, you know, a loved one, it's your belief that, you know, you say, I'll never be okay. I can never live without that person. Of course, your loss is absolutely a very significant and sad event happened in your life. But the emotion that you produce and the belief that you create saying that you can't live without that person, that can give you the signal for your future life. And that could be your reality for the rest of your life. So if you get a cancer and you just say that you believe that you will die, I will die because I've got the cancer, my life is over. That's a belief that I create myself and the emotion of fear that I produce myself. So you need to go back to your heart and replace that emotion with love. And start with loving yourself and your life right now in this moment. And just shift that emotion and shift that belief. So the incidents, you know, may have happened during your first few years of your life sometimes. When you had, for example, I don't know, something really traumatic or even not really traumatic. For example, you know, a tantrum for whatever reason. And that was received as a trauma. And when you have some similar, you know, experiences and incidents in the future, you go back to that root cause, that trauma, or just, you know, just a simple, you know, temper tantrum happened in your childhood and receive this recent trauma, the same as that one, and begins to respond in the same way. So that's the one reason that a lot of people experiencing, for example, low confidence issues or guilt issues or shame or lack of, you know, success, because their subconscious mind and the cellular memory sticks to what happened in their childhood. They say, you know, psychologists say more specifically in the first 5 years or maybe 6 years. And how do you reckon that, you know, your cellular memories have been fully healed? It's when you basically produce love rather than anxiety and stress and fear. That's actually the product of your healing, which is coming more from the energy of your heart. As I mentioned before, the heart intelligence is so powerful. And your emotions must be absolutely understood well. So willpower, coping, conscious mind or thinking or rationalizing, they all suppress your emotions. And basically they create more fear and more pain and more stress because they repress your subconscious mind and all the cellular memory. So to sum up, you need to heal your stress rather than manage or cope. When we create more space in our barren and we change our cellular memory with you know, positive emotions, which is basically centered in love, then we can change the whole response and situation. Okay, so that's for today. I hope that you get this in your plan for 2021. Healing is absolutely the message, the powerful message for 2021. So you definitely welcome to reach out if you want any help, any assistance, guidance, you know, coaching. I'm available. And my private Facebook group is open for amazing women who are going to work on their inner wellness. I'm just calling inner wellness, and you know that the name of my podcast is Inner Wellness as well, because of all these things are inside job. Also, I have a webinar soon, next week, 29 January, Australia, Melbourne time, the masterclass, which is free. So I put the links, you know, in the show notes if you want to register to the masterclass, or if you want to, join to my Women's Inner Wellness Circle private Facebook group. I would definitely come with some next news, other, you know, programs and courses in the future. At the moment, I'm focusing on a course for you, for your stress healing. Just keep that in your mind. This course is going to be launched very soon. So if you are really interested to go through the journey of stress healing and just getting stress and anxiety healed, learn about, you know, the strategies and how to go through the healing process again and again, then that will be, you know, the best course for you. So you can reach out and just keep in touch with me if you think you are the one. So we'll begin the journey. Okay, so thank you, and until the next time, keep shining and stay well. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I'm very looking forward to hear from you for any inputs, suggestions, and also your subscriptions. Thank you.